So, if you were like my family, you watched the ball drop from Times Square in New York City. We were there all week, and we got to enjoy the beauty of New York City and a Times Square that has changed so much from when I was a child. Times Square was the place of ill repute, and now it is a tourist destination for everyone. But along Times Square also used to be another place where there used to be fortune tellers all up and down Times Square, and Nellie's laughing because she knows. And if you wanted to go down Times Square, you can go into a little hole in the wall with a lady with a crystal ball who would tell you your future. And if the crystal ball didn't work, she had tarot cards. And if the tarot cards didn't work, she had incense, and she could see a vision through the incense. All that wonderful stuff. But between the crystal ball from the fortune teller, the crystal ball from Times Square, the question is, what will our future bring us? And the answer is unknown, right? When we ask, what is the future is nothing but the lessons and the experiences and the trials and the tribulations that will ultimately push us forward this year. The good things, the bad things, the harmful things, the beautiful things. That's what the future is, just an amalgam of things that will happen to us. But for the Christian, it's not just those lessons and experiences, it's what we make of them. So some of us will have tragedy. The tragedy is not the future, it's what we make of the tragedy. Some of us will have beautiful things happen to us, and it's not just the beauty of what happens, it's what we make of the beautiful things that happen to us. So when we talk about God ordering our steps, God will order our steps in 2023, but it's our ability to follow, our ability to be courageous enough to allow God to lead us without our own preconceived notions, without our selfish wants and our selfish gains and thoughts of that. It's, Lord, let your will be done. So, in this short homily, I'm going to let you know that the future will be determined by three things. And for those with smartphones, I want you to type this in. And if you have pen and paper, I want you to write this down. Now, usually I would have gave you index cards, but I was lazy this morning. Or if you have such a great memory, I want you to remember them. The future will be determined by one, our faithfulness in challenging situations. In the story we read, after all these years of wandering, the Israelites are finally on the cusp of the promised land. Their future is right in front of them. But it's a future that's not easy. It's a future that's going to be achieved through hard work, through hard lessons, through the ability to take a step into unfamiliar territory. If you read along with me, there were, out of the 12 spies and out of all the people who were around, only one person said, let's go. All the people were talking about, oh, well, there's some scary people there. The Jebusites are there, the Amalekites are there, the Hittites are there. And those are representations of all the things that scare us, all the things that are intimidating to us in 2023, all the reasons why we should not instead of should. Most of us, when we come up with a list of reasons why we don't or why we shouldn't, we just stop. And when we stop, we miss out on all that God has for us. Caleb said, let's go, because we can do it. He didn't list a number of attributes that he had. He didn't say, well, we've got more swords than them. We've got more men than them. We're smarter than them. No. His courage was rooted in the fact that God was with them. And the notion that God was with them was enough to take those unfamiliar steps into unfamiliar places and to have the courage to go forward, to where God was leading them. So the future is determined by our faithfulness in challenging situations. You will be challenged this year, for sure. Some of you carry the challenges of last year into this year. And in your daily walk, there will be a lot of reasons why you don't want to, or you should not, or you think this may not be the right thing. But everything that you want, and more importantly, everything that God has for you, is on the other side of that step. So in 2023, don't be afraid to step out. Don't be afraid of the challenging situations. Why? Because God is with us. Number two, our faith and our works will determine our future. What's the fuel? What's the fuel for courage? Faith. That's what's going to fuel us. And faith comes by hearing the word of God. Faith comes by prayer. Faith comes by experiences with your Christian family. Faith comes by prayer and understanding everything that we just spoke about. But it's not enough to just have faith. We have to put it into action. The spies went. They journeyed. And more importantly, I'm going to detour for a second. These 12 spies were sent by the entire people. They were hundreds of thousands of Israelites. But from all of these, that large majority, it was dwindled down to a couple of people. Those people were the leaders. The people chose the leaders to help them determine their future. Hear me again. The group of people chose the leaders to go out and investigate and determine the future. Which means, one, that the leaders have a special responsibility this year to deliver for the people. And for those who are not leaders, and you may be leaders in some places and not leaders in other places, the ability to follow is going to be key in 2023. To look at somebody who's qualified and say, I trust you. I trust the God in you. If we are going someplace together and God has anointed you as the leader, I'm going to have the heart to follow you. That's hard for adults. Adults don't want to follow anybody. Adults think they have all the answers. And God bless you, kids, you think you got all the answers too, and you don't. My kids thought they knew. My kids don't know nothing. And they're watching. You don't know nothing. The relationship of being led and having the courage to lead is a situation that we're all going to find ourselves in. If you work for somebody, you have to trust them. If you are a child who belongs to somebody, you're going to have to trust them. And if you are leaders in this church, if the group of people chose these leaders to take them into the future, then it's a big responsibility. Elders, deacons, leadership council, board members, hear this. The future is determined by your ability to go forward, your faithfulness. But it's work. We have to work for what we want this year. If you see the fruitfulness, you have to go get it. There was pomegranates and figs and grapes. They worked. They brought them back. If you want fruitfulness this year, you have to work for it. So again, fearlessness, faith and works. And this is where I'm going to get people. I'm going to lose half the room right now. I love this part. Your future, the third thing, will be determined by your losses. Thank you. Hear me again. Your future this year will be determined by your losses. I love it. 12 spies went out. Only two said, let's go. If you read the rest of Numbers 14, not only Caleb, but Joshua says, yeah, let's go. 10, if they listened to the 10 of them, they would have never got to the promised land and they would have died out in the wilderness. Sometimes less is more. Sometimes you will need less voices in your life telling you what to do. Sometimes you will need less mediums to get your advice from. Sometimes you need less friends. Sometimes the things that you wanted and that you held so fast to, those beliefs, need to go away because they don't help you and they don't help anybody else. Can you imagine 12 people saying, okay, we're putting our trust in those 12 people. And 10 of them are so afraid, so scared, that they would actually look at what God has for them and say, you know what? No, let's not get it. It sounds crazy, right? But it's not crazy, because there are people in our lives who do and say and act the same way. Oh, you shouldn't. Oh, why? Why? No, let's just keep being ourselves. There's nothing wrong with us. Your losses. 10 of those people had to be dealt with on the side. You know what, guys? You 10 right here who have these crazy beliefs, these old school ways of doing things, get out of the way. And sometimes this year, you might have to say, get out of the way to people and be prepared to lose them and lose places that were so comfortable and realities that were so comfortable. I've got less friends January 1st, 2023 than I had January 1st, 2022, and I'm a better person for it. And if you're not about God and God's agenda, I have no time for you anymore. Think about all the time that you wasted, time that could be spent doing something else, being around people who were more like-minded than you, people who wanted the same things you wanted, people who were willing to work with you to get somewhere that you wanted to go. We spent hours wasting time with people and places and situations that we didn't need to. But God has given us a reset. Why is New Year so popular? Because it's day one. And day one is the opportunity now to calculate going forward. Less is more this year. Less is more. Sometimes less talk is more. More action. Less people around you. More time with God. The future is determined by these three things. So December 31st, call me, text me, and tell me these things will not be true. Because I've been praying about them for the last month. I'm willing to get rid of things that are harmful to me. I'm willing to show God that I'm ready to go the extra mile for Him. And I'm willing to put my hands and my feet to that work. But I know there are going to be challenges. I know that people are going to die this year. I know that health is going to be hurt this year. I know that finances may not be so great this year. But I'm ready to go forward because I believe those experiences, those trials, those tribulations, those lessons will ultimately be not only for my individual good, but for the glory of God and the glory of the collective. Don't waste time this year. Don't come up with a million reasons to say no this year. And if you believe in God for something, put your faith in action. Don't just sit here on Sunday morning and listen to me or listen to Diane or listen to somebody else and expect all these things to fall in your lap. There's a world of people out there who need your love, your help, your kindness. And yes, I'm talking to middle school, I'm talking elementary school, I'm talking nursing home, I'm talking everywhere. The future is determined by those three things. your ability to be fearless in challenging situations, to have faith and put that faith in action through works, and the ability to overcome loss. Those are the three things. Find me January 31st and tell me these are not true. Abundant life is on the horizon. The promised land was a step away. Two got there. I'll give away, I'm gonna do a spoiler alert. All the people who did not believe, all the people who weren't going forward to the promised land, all the people who had all the reasons why they couldn't, never went there. They died. The people without faith didn't experience the fruitfulness and didn't experience the promises fulfilled because their lack of faith stopped them. But those who were fearless enough, who were faithful enough, and the people who didn't mind the losses, went to the land flowing with milk and honey. And though it was challenging, their descendants are still there today. What's your legacy in 2023? Think about that.